Got David Smith on the line from the court in Pretoria. Do you expect a decision today, David?
We think so, and we certainly hope so. I think everybody involved in this is getting quite tired. But we have been saying this almost every day, just today's the day, and it doesn't quite work out because South African court hearings are often somewhat drawn-out affairs with plenty of delays and postponements. We're expecting prosecutor Jerry Nell to continue his summing up first thing this morning. And then there may be an adjournment and we may get a decision. All the other possibilities, the magistrate will say, I need the weekend to think it over, because obviously the stakes are very high.
Things have seemed to swing back and forth. What's your feeling at the moment? Do you think that the magistrate will give Pistorius bail?
It's hard to predict. Many South African legal experts and journalists I've spoken to believe that he will give bail. I think partly because the guy who was effectively the prosecution's star witness, if you like, the detective leading the case, was singularly unimpressive in court on Wednesday, and made assertions he couldn't back up, and ultimately had to admit that the police have no evidence to contradict Pistorius's version of events. And of course that detective subsequently emerged as himself facing charges of attempted murder and has been pulled off the case. But the other point is that I think generally the South African courts tend to err on the side of giving bail rather than not, and there have been high-profile cases here in recent years, including a rapper who was ultimately convicted of murder and jailed for 25 years. But while he was awaiting that verdict, he was sitting in cafes giving interviews to journalists, and he was out. So I think most betting people would say he may get bail, but with some pretty tough restrictions.
So in South Africa, even for murder, bail is not uncommon?
That's right. It's the way the system works, and hard to know all the reasons for that. I think one of them may be practical in that the system is already very overcrowded. There was a report recently saying that South Africa's prisons are actually the most overcrowded in the whole of Africa. So the last thing that the system needs is suspects filling up more cells. Even for murder.
And just finally, what do you think the public reaction will be if he is bailed and if he isn't?
Well, interestingly, the magistrate Desmond Nair seemed to test the water on this yesterday. He asked the defence, what way is public opinion going, do you think? And the defence said, the sentiment is swinging one way and the other. And the magistrate just asked, well, do you think there will be public shock if Oscar Pistorius is released? And of course, as you might expect, the defence replied, there will be public shock if he is not released. I think it's one that the magistrate can't win. Whatever he decides, there'll be an angry reaction. Already, gender violence campaigners are saying that Pistorius should definitely remain behind bars. But if he's denied bail, then I think the Pistorius family, who have an increasingly well-organized public relations operation, they will express great anger at that. It's a very tough one. I think the magistrate may try and fudge it in the middle with bail with very strict conditions.
Okay, David Smith, thank you very much.